Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great.
Yes.
We have an exciting show today. As always, we're here to prove that chronic disorders are curable without the use of drugs or surgery. And in this, we mean that after a while, our treatment will also not be needed for you to control your symptoms and whatever problems you may have. You might just have to come back once in a while for a tune-up, we like to call it, for your body. Because as you know, for your car, after a few thousand miles, you do oil changes, you do tune-ups, and our bodies need that too. And Western medicine doesn't really have anything that provides a tune-up for the body. Right, Dr. Tong?
Exactly. Not even restore health or maintain health. Yes. Health has to do with a system that's non-physical.
Right.
Our mental and spiritual energy, the Chinese call qi.
Right.
They don't know this, so we do not have any health care in this country. So let alone about health reforms. We're just wasting money,
yeah.
Throwing more money away.
It's just covering symptoms.
Yes.
To kind of recap who we had on with us last time, we had Erica with us. She's a physical therapist who had a problem with a chronic rash in both of her hands, as well as some pain issues, hip pain, neck pain. She was a physical therapist. Her rash actually got so bad that she could not work anymore, and she had to leave the hospital work as a physical therapist. She tried many things, the usual run-of-the-mill conventional Western therapy, steroid creams. She also tried some conventional treatment with chiropractics, I think, osteopathic, and some acupuncture, I believe, which really didn't help too much. She came to see us, and within a few treatments, her hands became much less red, less cracked. The skin integrity was better. She's starting to work again. Her pain issues basically were fixed within one treatment, her hip pain, neck pain. We also had with us John. He suffered from depression, from some issues growing up, also with some pain issues as well. He only had one treatment with Dr. Tong, and after the first treatment, he had so much energy, and he didn't feel this heavy depression that was plaguing him for so many years. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. We are upgrading it, actually, and so you'll be seeing a lot of new things on the website, as well as a link to our YouTube channel, which is Dr. Tong. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, do you forget about John's hernia?
Oh, that's Johnny.
Oh, and Johnny.
He was with us a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So Johnny had a hernia, and he also had headaches and TMJ from a severe car accident 20 years ago. He's had a couple treatments, and his hernia is also getting better. He needs a few more treatments for that, because after he gets stressed out or his energy is low, the hernia will come out again, which is...
Exactly. The weakness from the fascia and the muscle come from the fact that you do not have enough qi.
Mm-hmm.
So he got bulges and painful. So once you restore the circulation and qi there, the muscle get stronger and tighter. So you do not always need surgery, even for an obvious surgical problem.
Right. If it's not severe, it can definitely be corrected.
I had one that Dr. Chi, my acupuncturist, said, I need the surgery. I fixed it. Of course, right. I'm not a very good person to say, testifying on my own treatment, yes.
Yeah. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have with us Ethel on the line. Welcome, Ethel. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ethel.
Good morning.
Ethel's story is actually very incredible. I'm actually amazed myself at her results. Ethel, why don't you give us a little history on where you're from, first of all, and give us a really, if you don't mind, from the very beginning, from you growing up as a child, what you went through and what you've experienced with our treatments.
I'm from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was just a baby, my mother and my sister and I lived with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And when my grandmother and aunt went to work, my mother would leave me and my sister in the house all by ourselves all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I grew up and I was sexually molested.
Mm-hmm.
And raped. And it started from the age of 5 and 6 on up until I left the home.
And when did you leave the home?
When I was 16.
So for over 10 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started having these spells to where I couldn't handle anything. I couldn't make no decisions,
mm-hmm.
because of all of the hurt. And I couldn't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And because of everything that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came to Dr. Twong, I heard about him on the radio, and I thought, okay, I got to try something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. which I still am going.
Can we talk about you were hospitalized too, right? Or were you put in a psychiatric ward?
Yes, I was.
Can we talk about that? When was this?
That was back in around 85.
Okay.
And they put you on a bunch of medications, and then I got out. And then I was okay.
How long were you in the hospital?
About almost a month.
Okay. Oh, month.
In the psychiatric ward, right?
It was in a hospital.
Hospital, okay.
Yeah, where they had people that were depressed and that had tried to commit suicide or even thought about committing suicide.
And you were diagnosed with bipolar disorder?
Not then. I was not diagnosed with that until probably 6-8 months ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so you went to the hospital, got... Now, what happened from after getting out of the hospital till... I mean, this is like 24 years later. You just were put on medication or what?
Well, I was put on medication, and then I started feeling so good, and that we moved up north, and I was off and at, but... Then I felt like, before we moved back here, like it was all coming back again. The weight was coming back again, and the confusion and all of that.
Were you on medication at the time?
No.
Oh, after you got off of it, you felt better?
After I got off of it, then I thought, well, I'm feeling better, so I don't need no medication anymore. And so I just didn't take any more,
mm-hmm.
for a while, and I thought, well, I'm doing better. It's all over with. And it never is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved back down here, and I was a mess. And I started going to a psychiatrist. He was putting me on this medication. He had upped it to where I was taking 250 to 300 milligrams of two kinds of medicine, mm-hmm. a day.
Or both of them.
Yeah, here's a fallacy of drug treatment, okay? You are feeling good only when you're on this chemical. So your health had never been restored.
But the thing is, I don't even think she was feeling good on it.
Yeah,
is
you were
right,
not
Ethel?
Feeling good. Not like this. How was it compared to what you feel now compared to the time that you said you were, quote unquote, feeling good on the medication?
No. She felt good after she got off of it.
Oh, because
but then they put her back on it because she felt the weight again. Is that right,
yes.
Ethel?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't you kind of tell us now what happened when so how did you hear about us?
I heard about you on KBRT on the radio, and I thought, okay, I've got to do something, because even on all the medication, I was still depressed. I wanted to isolate. I didn't feel like doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Dr. Tuong's office, and after the second treatment, it was just like a weight lifted off, and it was just like this heavy armor on, and then I got up the next morning and it was just all gone. I don't think about the past. I don't dwell on it. I don't feel guilty. I don't beat myself up. I don't take all this stuff on anymore.
Did you stop the medication then?
I am working on getting off the medication. I am down to 100 milligrams apiece on the two medications, and he's weaning me off from this.
And how do you feel emotionally?
I feel great.
Yeah, see, even though the past history had not changed at all, okay, but your view and your
perception
of all the hurt before means nothing. You don't need to try to be positive.
Right.
You know, with the Western approach, you say, oh, you got to have a positive mental attitude. I was depressed for 3 or 4 years. That would be the worst thing that anybody can tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the most positive person ever. But when you're depressed, you know, and have somebody tell you to be positive, or when you have arthritis and chest pain, and say, well, you got to exercise. Gee, when you exercise, you got chest pain, okay? So get rid of my chest pain first, or get rid of my depression first, before you tell me to be positive.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. You went to a psychologist, too, right? And you talked to them. What did they tell you to do?
A psychiatrist?
Yeah.
I think you went. Yeah, someone.
What's the difference?
Well, yeah.
Well,
no difference.
Yeah, exactly. I went to my psychiatrist, and I told him, I said, I feel great. He says, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you? And I said, about 8.5 or 9. And he said, I notice a big difference in you. And he agreed on taking, you know, weaning me off the medication. And he says, well, he says, if you start feeling depressed again, or you feel like...
not.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't deal with things. He says, well, you give me a call and I'll put you back on all the medication. And I think to myself, there ain't no way.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the thing is, I wish that I could have taped you when I first treated you the first time, because you were you did not sound like this at all.
Exactly.
She was crying.
Yeah,
she finally, she told me what happened and she was crying.
Let's give Dr. Elaine some credit. My first treatment, okay, I you were not ready to have a full treatment, so I focused on your pain.
It was very painful for her. Yeah.
And your low back pain was much better. But the low back pain is also connected to your depression, even though on my note they say, focus on the depression next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Dr. Elaine took the second treatment. And with that, because within a week period, whatever I did, plus what Dr. Elaine did, get rid of your depression.
Yeah, it was amazing.
One note, I say, what's the difference between psychiatrists and psychologists? Psychiatrists, a lot more expensive. That's
well, and
the
then they can give the drugs, too.
They give the drugs.
Exactly.
They can harm you more. Yeah.
You know, I was, we were up at the church, and I was talking to this one friend, and this other friend came up, and he says, I can't believe it's you. He says, you're smiling, and you're laughing.
Yeah.
He says, it's hard to believe that it's you.
Yeah.
And I says, yeah. I said, I feel so good. I am so grateful. I thank God that I went to you guys, and that I am where I am today.
Make sure you tell the listener that we are not taking you out to lunch for saying that, okay? The second point is that all the listeners out there, okay, we have a healthcare mess, okay? You see how expensive, how wasteful all this consultation,
and
drugs.
And not only that, it's harmful.
And harmful, and hospitalization for a whole month, doing nothing but harming the person.
And just traumatizing
you
even more.
And within two treatments, you turn a person who's been well, many years of depression.
Yeah, 50 years.
50 years, okay, you are living in a hell, okay, and suddenly within two treatment, now you're happy.
I'm actually a little amazed myself.
I'm amazed.
When I saw her,
we are not amazed. We expect that, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how's your energy?
Energy is good. It's like I told you, I started feeling good. I had energy, and I'm cleaning out all my closet, getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Good.
That also will help you mentally and physically, because your house is like the body to your family. Mm-hmm. And each family member is like an organ. So the clutters and the trash in your house will cause constipation and all the different things, because it's all energy. Mm-hmm. And it's not superstitions. Okay, yeah. And you need to fix not only the energy of your body, but also the surroundings.
Right.
Well, I do tell other people. I said when I see people like I said, you know what? I went through this for years, and I said I went to Dr. Kwong, and I said it just made all the difference in the world in my life.
Yeah, yes.
It's amazing.
You know, with the modern medicine, we keep saying that, well, right now the lifespan have increased. Well, drugs and surgery, allopathic medicine have nothing to do with increase in your longevity. But you're adding a lot of year to your life, but you don't add any life to your years. Mm-hmm. Okay? Without treatment, we improve your life and also improve your longevity.
Yeah. So will you continue treatments with us, Ethel?
Yes. Well, in fact, I have one this afternoon.
Okay,
yes,
so we'll see you soon then.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ethel. Thank you, and thank you for sharing your story and being so honest with everything that happened to you all your life. You are just really helping a lot of people who hear your story.
Without the treatment, you wouldn't be able to say any of the stuff.
She wouldn't talk about it, yeah.
Yes. Right.
Have a great day, Ethel. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, and we just heard Ethel on the line. This story, folks, is incredible. I'm amazed, actually, Dr. Tong, because we know that we can treat depression, but when I saw her the next time, I couldn't believe it myself, because she was not the same person before and after I treated her. She didn't want to talk. She was crying. The shots hurt her too much. Now she asks for more shots.
You remember Tammy?
I remember.
Tammy was crying and yelling, screaming in bed. And they found us in the internet under holistic psychiatrist. They found us, okay. Anyway, she came in and she was just a mess. I spent three separate treatments and then one day, in order to finish with her. The next day she came back, I couldn't recognize her.
Yeah.
Well, I really couldn't recognize her when she come back, yes.
Yeah. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you're just tuning in, we had Ethel with us on the line, who had suffered from severe depression for over 50 years. After two treatments, she is herself again, essentially, on less medication.
Yeah, in fact, you guys want to listen to Tammy's testimony, go to our second radio show back in September 2000.
Yes.
Okay, second show, and listen to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to our next guest. Okay, we have with us Esther on the line. Welcome, Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Thank you.
Welcome
to
our
show. Good morning, Dr. Elaine. Hi, Dr. Tong.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you give us a little history of what your story is and how you came to know us and how you came to see us?
Okay, I was born almost blind, and throughout my life I couldn't see. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I heard on radio show Dr. Tong saying that he will cure pains and all this kind of stuff, goody stuff. However, I had no pain, mm-hmm. but I called the doctor and he told me he will treat me.
Mm-hmm. For your eyesight.
From my vision.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right. And I told him it was great. It was good to be true, but I will not believe him. But I went to visit him anyway.
Yeah.
And I took some of the people with me. I had some other symptoms in my body. I was bleeding every morning. So I said, he will cure me for a lot. But for my vision, no way. Mm-hmm. So he treated me one time, mm-hmm. and I let him do it. The second time I met with Dr. Elaine, and I didn't let her treat me all the way. The third time, I again didn't let her treat me again. So the fourth time, it was the same thing. Halfway, and I will run outside. And,
yes.
And I told him, I was born blind, and I'm blind, and I'm old, so forget it. And the following week, I went there very nice and humble, and I told him, I told Dr. Elaine, I am so sorry, I apologize. Treat me all the way today. I'm going to let you.
You know why you know why you changed your mind? Because we use a rope and tie you down. So you have no place to go.
No. So, right. So finally, by your fifth treatment, you finally let us give you a complete treatment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then I told Dr. Elaine, please today do anything and everything because I wanted to see. Uh-huh. So, Dr. Lane was so great in treating me that day. And when I came out to see the freeway, I was so amazed to see that it was so humble. It was something that I will not see. It was something that I didn't understand. And I took my glasses off, and I could see the freeway. I could see the cars. I could see the lights. I could see everything. Uh-huh. But then I will put my glasses on, and I will see something like it was too close to me to do something. And, what is this?
One thing was bad, that you could see the wrinkles on my forehead.
Oh, I was born, when I was 10 or 15, I had wrinkles in my, because I wore my frown face.
To be able to see better.
That also is getting better.
So yes. After that one treatment, how much would you say your eyesight has improved?
Oh, about 30%, let's say. Uh-huh. 30% so far.
That's after decades. Decades.
It's like when I was 30. Mm-hmm. Yes. I see now, like, when I was 30, that's the way I saw. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. little by little, well, with my age, I started losing more sight, although it was low. Mm-hmm. But now, what I forgot to tell you, Dr. Elaine and mm-hmm. Dr. Tong, is that the glasses that I was wearing were not fit me anymore because I will have to come very close to my book to read because I love to read a lot. Mm-hmm. I had to be very close, and the small print will be very... I couldn't see them. And now I can see a lot. With my glasses, on, the very, very small print I can easily see. But I can see the big and fat letters.
So
very good.
So you're
big things, so
you're able to see without your glasses now too? Read without your glasses? Or?
Some. No, very slowly, but I can see, yes.
With more treatment, yes. You will see a lot more easily and more clear.
Now,
and this time, yes.
Yeah, I treated you one more time this week. What do you notice any other improvements with the eyesight?
Yes, when I was close to my car on the freeway. Mm-hmm. I was going on a slow lane, mm-hmm. and I was close. I could see the
license
the cars,
plate.
Uh-huh. The license plate. Excuse me, but I had to go like my eyes like side by side, or because I wanted to prove myself. Like when you're a black belt and wanted to try again and again to see how great you are.
Yes.
Well, I was trying to put my glasses on and off to see how could I see, how well, uh-huh. how much I improved.
Well, now you can
and
get.
I improved.
You can get your black belt much easier because you see your opponents before you can
exactly.
not see them.
So what was the difference that you noticed?
The difference this time was not as great as uh-huh. the other. The other was way, 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 a great miracle to me. Mm-hmm. I can see it, and I still see. I can walk without my glasses. I can see my glasses. Before, I could never find my glasses. I had to find out. I had to make sure that I put them in the right place, in one place, so I will touch and find them. By looking, by touching. Now I can see my glasses whenever I put them.
So
yes,
you've noticed the eyesight has sustained after that first treatment.
Oh, yes.
Full treatment.
Oh, yes.
It's continued.
Definitely.
And this was a few weeks ago, right? A couple weeks ago, right?
A week. Yes, a week.
A week.
1 week ago. It's going to be 2 weeks next Monday.
2 weeks on Monday, right.
That proved that proved a very important point, okay? Our treatment cures. You know, the Novocaine marking we use at the most last 8 hours.
At the most, okay?
It's so diluted, okay, because we only use 1 cc and mixed with 11 cc of saline.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using 1 cc like a dentist will give you to numb a teeth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A few hours, be gone, okay? Mm-hmm. The improvement of this vision is not from the drug or from marking, but rather what it did to improve the circulation.
The circulation in the area.
The reason why your vision deteriorates is because for the last 3 decades, so just know at least 30 years, okay, is because the circulation slowly get worse due to the fact of stress, due to the fact that the diet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to help us to improve your vision more, alkalize your blood.
Right.
Eat more fruits and vegetables because the hardening of artery is all due to cholesterol, fatty acid, all acid.
So you need to eat less pizza, Esther.
Yeah. No, this is this
it's
is no.
True. I believe you, doctor. Now I believe you. Mm-hmm. Now I believe you.
Yes.
Right. And the other
and
point.
And I already started with all the fruits and vegetables.
Oh,
I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but this time this is my dinner. Lots of fruits and
fantastic.
Vegetables.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Esther, thank you so much for joining us today. And hopefully we'll have you on again. You can keep us up on your progress.
I call definitely. Definitely. I will never miss one day. And I will never stop you from treating me.
Okay, Esther, have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Bye-bye. The point we need to make here is that, you know, if you come to see us, you have to let us do everything that we possibly need to do in order to make you better. Because she wasn't letting me do her best. She wasn't letting me to do a lot of things.
And also cooperate at home to try to keep up with the improvement. And in order to show that we really can improve vision, look at the case of Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth was even more blind.
Yeah.
In a year and a half, she was able to do a whole bunch of things that she couldn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
You can check that on our website. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.